We're going to talk about the curses, the result of the sins of the fathers and mothers. Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. Exodus 20, verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down themselves to these idols, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and to the third and fourth generations of them that hate me. Somebody says that's Old Testament. Agreed. So let's go to the New. 1 Peter chapter 1, 17 through 19. 1 Peter chapter 1, 17 through 19. I'm going to read portions of each. Knowing that you were redeemed from your futile way of life, inherited from your forefathers with the blood of Christ. Now, the sins of the fathers and mothers are a major source of oppression upon all mankind. Why? Because we are their descendants. We take on, enter into the same sins. We do, don't we? It's like father and like son. I'm going to give you some of the sins of the fathers here. Okay, now listen to some of the things that frequently occur in the sins of the fathers. There's several. You may want to write them down. Number one, abandonment. I heard someone the other day say, secular, that the problem we have today is the abandonment of the fathers in the households of the sons and daughters. I heard that on national cable news. I said, well, there you go. Abuse, emotional, physical, and mental and sexual sins of the fathers. Addictions, anger, rage, and violence. If you think about this, isn't that exactly what's going on now? Abandonment, abuse, emotional, physical, mental, and sexual abuse. You hear that all the time, don't you? Addiction, anger, rage, violence. What are you seeing here? Control, possessiveness, manipulations. Exactly what you see here. You don't think so? Watch the news. Emotional dependency, fears of all kinds, adultery, money extremes, greed, lack, not caring for children, parental inversion, physical infirmities, pride, rebellion, rejection, insecurity, religious bondage, cults, sexual sin and perversion, unbelief, unworthiness, low self-esteem, inferiority, witchcraft, occult, and Satanism. Sounds like this evening's broadcast. No, it's not this evening. Go on any cable news channel right now, and that's what you hear. This is what happens. This is what you see. They got it from mom and dad. They got it from those that were in their household. No wonder they go through difficult times. No wonder they're wild. No wonder they're like beasts of the field. Came from the inheritances. The alcoholism, the drugs, the abandonment are all there. Are all there. Sins of the fathers is an accumulation of all sins committed by our ancestors in their heart, iniquity, rebellion, disobedience against God's laws and commandments, the propensity to do sin, particularly in ways that represent perversion and twisted character. and the accumulation continues until God's condition for repentance are met. It's exactly what's happening. Exactly what's going on. They're raging. They're going wild. Oh, he's just like his dad. His dad. I remember his dad did the same thing, okay? He acts just like his daddy. Oh, really? His dad was wild. All this vulgarity used by these small children. Oh, it's at the school. No, it's not. It's at the house. I guess that would be godly parenting, Jamie. It's at the house. Mom and dad, vulgar. Children sitting right there, listening to every word. Dad saying to mama. So what happens? They grow up and they do the same thing. The psychiatrist, psychologist, and the those that are counselors will tell you that. Well, they're going up just like their dad. They sure are. If you go to the emotional disorders and psychs and all this stuff, psychiatrists, they say the same thing. Dad beat up mom, son beats up his wife. Dad runs out, comes home drunk, son runs out, comes home drunk. It's the way it is. Moms live wantonness and have no love for their children. Daughters have no love for their children. They do the same thing. Mom got pregnant at 13. Daughter gets pregnant at 13. What do you think we're killing? 63 million children have been slaughtered on the altars of demonic activity. That's right. Mom's had 2 or 3 abortions. Daughter has 2 or 3 abortions. I mean, it's obvious. Now, from God's point of view, God sees us as families. When you look at the scripture, that's why God talks about generation, 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 one generation. That's why if you read the generations, these are the generation of Jesus Christ. Okay? Go to 1 Corinthians 9, I think it is, and you read about 3 or 4 chapters of nothing but names. He begot so-and-so, and they begot so-and-so, and they begot so-and-so, and they begot so-and-so, and they begot so-and-so, and he was the son of so-and-so, and he had 3 daughters, and their husbands are named so-and-so, and so-and-so, and so-and-so, and so-and-so. Turn page, and so-and-so, and so-and-so. Remember, God would always say to Israel, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember that? I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Families. Generations. David. The son of Jesse. You see? I'm out of the tribe of Judah. I'm out of the tribe of Asher and Reuben. I did a study one time on the tribes. Interesting study. Followed the tribes. Amazing how the tribal leader and the character that he had followed all the way through his tribe. Amazing study. Took me weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks to do that one. The tribes of Israel. Tribes of Israel. Jesus came from the what? Tribe of Judah, right? Judah. Families, groups. Even when they would go around the tabernacle and camp, and the tabernacle was set up, they would camp out 360 degrees by tribe around the tent of meeting, the tabernacle. Families. Here's what it says in Hebrews chapter 7, 9, and 10. Look at this. As I may so say, Levi also, who received tithe, paid tithe in Abraham. Levi was the what? Priest, right? 10. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. He wasn't even born yet. But the tribe of Judah, praisers, worshipers, powerful. That's where David came from. But Levi was the one dealing with worship and praise and the Levitical order. See, Levi was part of Abraham. And what happened is Levi received the blessings of Abraham's action and was credited to him as well as to Abraham. God sees us that way as well. For both blessings and the iniquity of our fathers. God sees us exactly like that. That's why some families, well, that family gets blessed all the time. That family always seems like it always gets all the best, the blessing. I tell you why. It's the history of the generations of that family, serving God, loving God, following God, doing his precepts. Just passes right down. Godly parenting, Jamie, godly parenting. It's just passed down from one generation to the other. And see, with that in mind, blessings flow through families. So does the sins of the fathers flow through those families. Now, see, God has a pattern for us to shed, get rid of the sins of the fathers and get under blessing. Now, see, God has mercy and justice. Leviticus tells us that. Leviticus 34, 6, and 7. The Lord God, omnipotent and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps, notice, loving kindness, who forgives iniquity, transgressions, and sins. Yet, he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. Here it comes, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generation. He punishes. Well, what about, he still does. God is good and just and righteous and holy. See, God's justice results in the children being affected by the pressure of inherited iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me, right? Because what happens is that you have to choose your parents carefully. Right. That's the moral of the story. Choose your parents carefully. Well, we know we can't do that. The bad news is that we're affected by our parents' sins, and the good news is God has provided a way to freedom from those sins. We know that. Now, see, what God requires, God always provides. The lamb slain. Leviticus 26, 40 and 42. God gives a promise for freedom for the members of the family. I just love, there's a passage where Paul is in jail, spent a lot of time in jail, and God sets Paul free. When he sets Paul free, the jailer who was working for the Romans knew that he would be slaughtered. He'd be killed. He'd be killed. He'd be destroyed. Same thing with Simon Peter. But here's what happened. Don't do yourself any harm. We are all here. We're free, but we're still here. And the Bible says that the man repented of his sins, and it says, and his house. The word house there means generation. His whole family got saved. And they took Paul and Silas and they dressed their wounds from their whip by the soldiers of the Roman government. And his house. That's why the Bible says you can be saved and your house. Don't you see why the devil is so against families and against godly families and righteous families? And you see the perversion that's going on? Don't you see that? Sins of the fathers and the mothers pass on. See, spiritually, you see what's going on here? Grab hold of what's happening here. Don't you see that? You see, we can have salvation applied to us. It was accomplished and applied. So the enemy counterattacks that by developing all this perversion to do what? Destroy the family. That's where it's at. If he destroys the family, he destroys the plan of God. And he reinstitutes the sins of the fathers. That's exactly what's happening. So the devil wants what? Train the children in perversion. So parents are taking their children to locations where drag queens are teaching them and sitting them down and telling them perversion, so these children can be converted and become perverted as well. And the generation will go on and go on and go on. Now we know the Lord canceled our debt in 2nd chapter, verse 14 of Colossians. Canceled out and nailed it to the cross. We know that. And that's good news. And that's what we do to apply the blood to breaking the sins of the fathers, because it's based on truth in God's word. You see, the influence got to be in the home. Got to be there. See, and what happens is that the consequences of iniquity passing down from generation to generation is very real. And see, and the boy sees what his dad's doing. There's even fathers, Lord help us, that have given their children alcohol. Let's see how much alcohol will, you know, little Simon take here. And they give alcohol to the children, and the child gets drunk. And they laugh. What are they doing? What's happening here? What's going on here? Hey, we're having a big party over here. What's this? Let me give little Simon a little bit of this beer. Look at him stumbling around. You just set the stage. 10 years later, 13, 14 years old. You shouldn't drink that stuff. Well, you did. Where'd it come from, Dad? It came from you and the boy's or the girl's mother. Where'd that come from? Sins of the fathers and generational. That's what happens. Generational sin. Generational evil. See, and ungodly beliefs are related. Ungodly beliefs. See, sinful attitudes, sinful actions, sinful values. And the children assimilate into their parents. And that's what happens. I mean, that's what takes place. Think about what's happening here. If the woman has a child eventually and keeps it, the inheritance there. The inheritance. So the child goes up, becomes promiscuous, finds out mom had aborted five or six, and they go out and abort five or six, just like mom did. We are reaping the whirlwind here. And then their soul spirit hurts. Their soul spirit hurts. Enter into the same sin from the father's side. You see? The consequences of that hurt. So the father has soul spirit hurts. Something. So it extends right to the family. Friends, business. And curses are involved there. Spiritual curses. Demonic oppression. Sins of the fathers. It's a vicious, ugly, horrible cycle. Vicious, horrible. And it comes right down the family line. And those in the mental health field will tell you that. It's not only biblical, it'll tell you that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's exactly right. Exactly what happens. And on and on and on and on it goes. And on and on and on it goes. And that's what causes this. The Bible says in Exodus 20, verse 4 through 6, that somebody calling in, they have to wait. What's happening is that, think of this for a second. The generation, the Bible says, up to the fourth generation, the fourth generation. It's incredible. Fourth generation. Think of that. Fourth generation. And you can count them until somebody along the way. Remember the word of God said that this king did worse than his father, and this king did more sin than his father, and that king did greater sins than his father. And then the fourth generation comes in, Josiah, and it stops right with Josiah, the fourth generation. You know, it talks about Manasseh, his father before him. On it goes, and then here comes Josiah, who is the righteous king. Righteous king. Righteous king. And see, the adultery, the iniquity bows down to idols, graven images, Look what's happening. It's exactly what's going on. We're bowing down. We are. We are. We're bowing down. We're going to the altar of idols. Like there's a program called American Idol. I never watched 1 second of it. American Idol. Some guy, I guess, some girl up there sings and then becomes some kind of idol. And they're, you know, the idols. Who's your idol? Rock stars, singers, sports personnel, movie stars. They're a matinee idol. Oh, really? I don't know what, I guess the afternoon idol. I don't know. Idols. Don't you hear it all the time? Well, he's an idol. Teen idol. We have him on the stages now. One idol in her latest tour made $1.2 billion with a B. $1.2 billion. Now another one's coming, doing the same thing, kind of outclass the other one. $1.2 billion. Stand in line in the wind and the rain to buy T-shirts and paraphernalia so they can put the image on. Think of that. Image goes on. I'm wearing a T-shirt, a hoodie, a jacket with the image of the idol engraved on it, and I walk around. Don't you see that? Hour after hour in the wind. Traveling hundreds of miles for a glimpse at the idol. Idols are being set up. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father, the course of this world is programming children, and parents are allowing their children to be involved. Nations are yielding. We need help. Father, the only answer we have is you. The only answer is out there is you. The riding in the streets. The lawlessness, oh God, is a result sins of the fathers and mothers getting in the wrong crowd. God, we pray. Pray for the Christian families today, Lord. They need help. God, we pray for those that are suffering. Father, they're getting involved with things that block their heart from God or draw their heart away from